Remember, everyone has a different focus, and sometimes with multiple investments, that can also be a distraction. Definitely understand what you need and do your due diligence.
So the question is, how do entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts scale to create a massive business all while having fun and impacting lives? Welcome to The Raquel Show. I'm your host, Raquel Quinett, business coach, real estate entrepreneur, investor, wife, and sports mom. This podcast will give you real quick tips, strategies, tools, and inspire you to help you play bigger in business and in life. Are you ready? Let's grow to the next level.
Thank you for tuning in today. Someone I met at an event asked me, how do you build your mindset when you're new? What should I invest in? I remember asking those same questions when I was first starting out my business and still continue to do. I ask people that are successful, who's your mentor? What do you invest in today? Where do you put your time and energy? What challenges do you have? Remember, everyone is on their own journey, and never compare your journey to somebody else. Never compare your chapter 2 to somebody's chapter 10. Never compare yourself to somebody that you see on social media, because you have no idea what they are working on in the background or what they did to actually get there. So in this episode, I want to break down what I invest in to help me grow and how I make those decisions. Number one is I invest in a coach, a one-on-one coach. I've never been without a coach. I remember even getting into real estate right after high school and remembering that at the time, the coach that I hired was $1,000 a month, and it was a one-year contract, and my rent at the time was $700, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is more expensive than my rent. I actually don't know what it's like not to have a coach, because I see so much value in coaching. For those that are wondering, and I've gotten DMs and questions on this before, is today my coach is 4 times my mortgage payment on my primary residence, just to give you context. And so every second on that call does matter, but more so even the relationship and the access matters when I do have a challenge. He doesn't hold me accountable, believe it or not. He is more my strategic thinker and like bird's eye view when I want to build something, pivot into something, or, you know, ask him a question. And I know that if I needed to sell my business or pivot or even exit, he would have a solution for it. I'm that confident in my coach today. The first thing I look for in a one-on-one business coach is, do they actually have experience in business experience? So if I'm learning about scaling a business, do they actually have experience in scaling a business? Have they done it before? Who have they helped? I think it's one thing if they've done it themselves, but can they produce that same results through other people? If I get into a situation, let's say I'm shutting down a revenue source for the business or pivoting, could they help me? Could they help me with people challenges? Could they help me with leadership challenge? Because I know as you start to scale, it actually becomes leadership and people more so than anything else. Who have they helped? I look for results they've actually created. You know, will they have time for me is another thing that I look at. Or are they too busy running their own business? And number two, I hired a wealth coach and I'm in 2 wealth masterminds, as it was an area that I wanted to focus on this year. I made a goal last year, even on my vision board, that I not only wanted to learn about building wealth, but more so asset protections, tax strategies, and just strategies in different places where you could put your money in, like more so diversification. And who was it that I needed on my team as we were going to start to grow a portfolio, or as we were going to start to grow different things or invest in different things or businesses? I'm in a mastermind for building wealth with just women and accredited investors, which that was new for me this year. And I'm so excited this person decided to open it up because I totally believe in her. And sometimes you also join masterminds because you believe in that person, believe it or not. I am in 3 business mastermind and they all serve different purposes. And I absolutely believe in all those leaders because 1, they've done it. They've been in business for a really long time. They're around very successful people or their network. You can just tell that they hold themselves to a higher standard. So 1 was for founders, 1 was for the digital space, for scaling, and 1 for social media, because there's influencers out there that are way ahead of the game and that study these things on a day-to-day basis. And I'm really just trying to grow and learn, not just about posting, but real actual strategies that work. And I can also pass those on to the clients that I coach. And 4, obviously, is health and fitness. If you look at a lot of things, whether it's my calendar or even maybe, believe it or not, my bank account, you'll find that a lot of it probably goes to health and fitness. It's been a trainer, accountability group fitness, a nutritionist, massages, facials, you know, mental health too, because without health, you cannot create wealth or you can't even serve other people. And 5, on top of all of that, I've gone to several events, conferences, invested in multiple courses, some great and some not so great. Some absolutely garbage, to be quite honest, but there's always lessons in everything. And when you make investments, the ones I pay the most, and even in my coaches, not only do I show up differently, but the people they've curated in those rooms are on a different level. Some of the rooms have completely stretched me to change my thinking, exposed me to new levels. And some of the rooms I'm in, I'm really a small fish. And some have massive businesses with some 8-9-figure revenue and even their portfolio. I'm always just blown away, but I'm also intrigued and I love to ask questions. I can tell you this year when I decided to focus not only on my active earned income, but more so on my passive, after joining those masterminds and after hiring a wealth coach, I switched my financial advisor. We switched where our mutual funds were. We switched banking. We also switched our CPA after 10 years combined. And what's even crazier is I have purchased more properties this year because I was intentional about it than I have in the last 10 years combined. So our growth in knowledge and resources by investing in all these things have expanded my thinking for sure. And it's why we are also restructuring our business to hire on coaches to help more people. And we definitely are looking for positions to fill before the end of the year. So if you're interested in probably collaborating or you want to think about what opportunities does Rekha have, shoot me a DM because you know I'm always willing to hear you out. I'm always willing to look at collaboration because I believe in an abundance. And not only have I met incredible people from these masterminds that I've joined this year, which I'm such a big advocate for, over, believe it or not, one-on-one coaching, because you get to grow in community. You get to expand your network. You get to be around like-minded people who want the same thing, which is growth. And you're able to learn so quickly by some of the questions they ask. Because sometimes in a one-on-one session, you may not necessarily know what to ask. But when you're in a group setting and you're learning together, they may be ahead or more advanced, and they may ask some questions that are relevant to you. You connect with people offline when you're in masterminds. It's one of the biggest game changers by far this year to our growth. So today, as you think about what investments maybe you should be thinking about, whether it's for the end of the year or even next year, is I want to challenge you to think about what is it that you really need from your business? What is it that you want from a coach? What is it that you really need to get to the next level? Maybe do a quick audit. Maybe figure out where some of the gaps are. Remember, everyone has a different focus. And sometimes with multiple investments, that can also be a distraction where you get nothing done, or you may even have conflicting theories from different coaches if you hire multiple coaches. So definitely understand what you need and do your due diligence. I wish, honestly, there was a rating system for people you find online for services like social media, online coaches, to really determine costs, experience, and results from their clients. And if you are in the real estate industry and you're looking for a mastermind, something different, we have one that helps people scale and play bigger. Plus, you get to go to all of our exciting live events and virtual events next year as a VIP. And we have more exciting things planned for our special mastermind members. Thank you all for your support and being a part of this wonderful Play Bigger community. Remember, keep leveling up and keep playing bigger. Thank you for listening to this episode and hanging out with me today. If you're loving The Raquel Show and you've gotten value from it for your business or your life, please don't forget to hit the follow button so you never miss an episode. I'd love to connect with you further, so text me at www.textraquel.com and send me a message. You'll be added to our VIP list for updates and special events we're hosting for our community. I look forward to hanging out with you on the next episode.